Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
This morning on 100 Yards of Football, it's another historical legend. Vincent Turner goes into one of the greatest subjects of all time. A man who goes by one name, and one of his coaches told him in college, never die easy. He goes by Sweetness, and in high school you would have found him not on the football field, but in the high school band and singing in the school choir. But he left college holding a degree with a bachelor's in communication, and he came there on fire to a great city known as the Windy City. Vincent Turner goes down to the Magnolia State, deep down in the South, the great state of Mississippi. Gets into Walter Payton, known as Sweetness, here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Boy, Walter Payton. My father's favorite player, Chester Turner. And I know he's watching down in the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. But when you think about Walter Payton, you think about Sweetness, the definition of sweetness, amazing grace with a playing style. Whoa. Columbia, Mississippi, the 601. And Walter Payton, from the day he came out of his parents and was born, he was climbing up the ladder. When I heard about Walter Payton, this is a true story. I was in the seventh grade at Longview Junior High, 1972. I had a classmate by the name of Michael Williams. His auntie taught history at Lane College. So he went down for the Jackson State Lane game back in September 23rd, 1972. And he came back to school on that Monday, which is September the 25th. And during recess, you know, recess, you sitting out there, you even playing basketball, you playing kickball back in the day, you throwing the football around. He said, ho, hey guys. I seen something that I could not believe. It's a running back coming from Jackson, Mississippi. And I saw this guy score 6 touchdowns. And I said, okay, man, what's his name? His name is Walter Payton. And that's when I started following Mr. Payton's career. And what I really looked at high school, he was a mainstay of bringing the race relations together in Columbia, Mississippi. A very, very turbulent time in the early 70s. That's what caught my eye. But then he had a great career in high school in Columbia. But he was more talented in the band, had more band scholarships. But this is what blew my mind most of all. When you talk about something in the water in Mississippi and you talk about greatness, And I always tell y'all in these videos here, 100 Yards of Football, it's something about the people from Mississippi. It's different. And I know we got people from Florida, we got people from California, but it's something. Just look at it. It's some of the greatest people who came out of Mississippi that you wouldn't even heard of. James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, Archie Manning, Jimmy Buffett, Elvis Presley. Well, Walter Payton comes under that. In high school, he only had one scholarship from a Division I school, and that was Kansas State. But he elected, say, no, I'm going to go where I want it, where I love. And they said Jackson State, the state of Mississippi. See, Jackson State, I'm going to put y'all on the blast today. What y'all should do after this video today, and you, Deion Sanders, you should talk about what it is and honor the coach of Jackson State, because I'm following the greatest football player that played them. But this is what sticks in my mind out of all that. I did my research, and during that time, I looked at the powerful SEC, the most powerful football conference in all of America. The Georgia Bulldogs just won the national championship in 2022. They put 15 players in an NFL draft, six in the first round. But back then, I'm looking at, you had all these coaches like Paul Bear Bryant at Alabama, Shug Jordan at Auburn, John Vaught at Georgia, Charlie Shower at Mississippi State, Bill Battle at Tennessee. All the great coaches, all the great lords, Charlie McClendon at LSU. And you're going to tell me that y'all didn't know nothing about this young man down in Columbia, Mississippi? Then I go back during the time Walter Payton was at Jackson State. These are the running backs that made all SEC. Nat Moore at Florida, Terry Hentley at Auburn, Sonny Collins at Kentucky, Wilbur Jackson at Alabama, Glenn Harrison at Georgia, Walter Pack at Mississippi State, and Jimmy DeBose at Alabama. Out of all those running backs I just named during Walter Payton's time at Jackson State, all of them were first team all SEC. What did they do in the pros? What did they do in the pros? As we say in my hometown, back in the day when I was playing touch football out in the streets on 763 Dunn Avenue, nowhere to be found. But Walter Payton went on to a great college career, first round draft pick in the 1975 NFL draft. But most of all, 3,600 career rushing yards at Jackson State, 65 touchdowns. And he went to the Windy City, to a franchise after Gale Sayers left and retired. Chicago wasn't even used to winning. But this is what stick out about me with great people and great players. He went to Chicago. Skill set already set, initial quickness, explosion start, power as a runner, outstanding blocker, ability to jump through the hole, the hands, the toughness. See, you go by that nickname Sweetness, but remember Walter Payton, pound for pound, was one of the toughest football players at 5'9", at 210. And he went to an organization I just mentioned was losing. But this is what I'm going to say about this. I know Emmitt Smith is a fantastic running back, broke the all-time NFL record. I know Barry Sanders, people argue about him being the best running back ever. They throw Jim Brown in the conversation. I understand playing from 1957, 1966. But now I might have to take my vote back. And I might have to put Walter Payton right there. Because in 1976, he went for 1,390 yards in Chicago. They wasn't winning. He came back the same year. 1977, MVP, over 1,852 yards. 78, 1,395 yards. 79, 1,600 yards. 1980, 1,400 yards. 1981, 1,200 yards. But this is the thing that sticks in my mind about Walter Payton. The quarterback play. The quarterback play. Bob Avellini. Mike Phipps. Vince Evans. Vince Evans. But I'm going to put it out there to you. When he went over 1,852 yards and the Bears lost in the first round of playoffs to the Dallas Cowboys, look what Bob Avellini did as a quarterback career stat, season stats that year. 11 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. That man carried that football team. Bob Avellini, 1977. 10 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. 1978, Bob Avellini, 5 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Vince Evans, 1980, 11 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. 1981, Vince Evans, 11 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. But see, I'm so mad that when Chicago, under guidance of Mike Ditka, family with the organization, the Hallis family, had enough common sense to draft a quarterback that can help Walter Payton out. They took the young man from BYU, Jim McMahon, and you know what happened after that. 1985, Walter Payton part of one of the greatest football teams in a single season, the Chicago Bears. Richard Dent, Mike Singletary, Leslie Frazier, Willie Gault, William Refrigerator Perry, Richard Dent, Wilbert Marshall, Otis Wilson. They got him some quarterback play. But think about if they would have had him some decent quarterback play when he first came in the league. Career-wise, he went over 16,000 yards, 110 touchdown rushing. Think about if he had a little bit inkling of quarterback play. How awesome his career would have been. You could probably add another 2,000 or 3,000 yards on his career total. But the thing about Walter Payton, go back to 1977 when he broke the NFL single game record when he had 275 yards against the Minnesota Vikings. Think about that day when he had a temperature of 101 degrees and he broke the record that's been broken since. But think about what he meant to an organization and to his team. You're talking about a warrior coming out to play. You're talking about laying it all out on a bad football team. You're talking about coming from a school down in the sweat, Jackson State, Alcorn State, Tennessee State. Let's be real. The National Football League ain't never respected the sweat. Then the facilities at Jackson State are not comparable to Georgia, Alabama. But think about in that time, the greatest football player that ended up being a tall, all-time NFL rusher. They ended up having 275 yards that game. It was Walter Payton from Columbia, Mississippi. And boy, my father, who I love dearly, Chester Turner, that was his favorite football player. And I couldn't understand why my father loved Walter Payton so much. But after years of really going back doing my research, Walter Payton had the same characteristics as Chester Turner. Loved his family, hardworking. Wasn't gonna battle whether or not his answer saying yes or no to my great sisters, Tappy, Rhonda, and Steph, and Bridget. Walter Payton kind of really was the tone of my father, Chester Turner. And then watching my father get up every morning, having a dry cleaning business at 7 o'clock and working till almost 8 o'clock at night, then coming home at the table and doing the paperwork, I see why he loved Walter Payton so much. Because Walter Payton went to an organization, Chicago Bears, that was horrible. Walter Payton came from a situation in Jackson State where when he was in high school, he was only recruited by one Division I school, Kansas State. And you had all these great coaches in the SEC, Bill Bryant, Vince Dooley, Bill Battle, Shug Jordan, Charlie McClinton. You gonna tell me y'all missed on him? But that's work ethic. That's leadership. Lead by example. That's Walter Payton, man. Respectability. And the thing I loved about Walter Payton, he stepped away from the game in 1987, voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 93. But he came, became a member on the board of directors of the Chicago Bears. Make no bones, this was a very intelligent, respectable guy. Even though the situation didn't go down, he was trying to be part of an ownership group that's trying to buy the LA Rams. But that should tell you a little bit about Walter Payton, what he was, and what he meant to a lot of people in the state of Mississippi, and what he meant to my father. And after doing the research on him the last couple of days, I see why that he was special, man. Why they called him Sweetness. The definition of athletic grace. Amazing in playing style. Playing at Jackson State with so many great players. Jerome Barkham, Ricky Young, Jackie Slater, Robert Bazile, Leon Gray, John Tate, coming from the same school that produced Archie Gunslinger Cooley, Lynn Barney. You're talking about great videos and great players. That's why I love doing these videos. Because putting this into Walter Payton, man, he was a special football player and a special human being. And against all odds. So I'm going to leave you with this about Walter Payton that sticks in my mind and it's going to carry me for the rest of my life. See, in 2 weeks, I'll be 62 years old and I'm very thankful and very grateful. But Walter Payton said something that brought tears to my eyes and I want everybody out there to hear this. If you forget your roots, you'll lose sight of everything. If you forget your roots, you'll lose sight of everything in life. And it's very important. If you love someone, tell him or her, because you never know what tomorrow is gonna be in for you. And God has kept me on this earth for 62 years. And I've been through some tough times. And I love doing this about Walter Payton. He brought so much to me these last couple of days. So I'm going to take his advice. First of all, I want to thank the staff here at 100 Yards of Football. To my boy. My brother, Ronnie Keeper. To the staff, Mr. Logan Landers. To Jeremiah Long, thank you. To the 12-year vet, Bobby Butler. To my man, Mr. Mark Bass. First of all, thank y'all. Because make no bones, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing today. And of course, to my family. To my father, Chester Turner, I love you, man. And I'm glad you're still alive. To my mother, Agnes Turner, I love you. My father's 85, my mother's 83. To my sisters, I wish I had a brother when I was growing up. But I tell you this, I wouldn't change none of them for having three great sisters there and supported me. My older sister in New Orleans, Bridget Turner. My middle sister in Nashville, Tennessee, we call her the Silver Savant, Mrs. Rhonda Turner. And my baby sister, Stephanie Turner. Thank y'all. Because being around y'all being little and us growing up on 763 Dunn Avenue and 1248 Single Trees, when I think about that, that was the greatest times in my life. And of course, to my uncle, Opie Turner, thank you, man. I love you. And to my cousin, Naples, Florida, Mr. Edward Parson Jr., I love you. Thank y'all. 100 yards of football. My final words about Walter Payton. We talking about special people, man. Walter Payton did a lot for Jackson State, the state of Mississippi, and of course, the National Football League. So for further ado, you think about Walter Payton, you think about the Hassett brothers. Cincinnati, Ohio. Walter Payton, all he did was climbing up the ladder, baby. I keep pushing. I'm bound to know. I'm climbing up the ladder. Though it might be shocking, I got to go. Walter Payton came climbing up the ladder, baby.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Thank you today for watching 100 Yards of Football. It's been a blessing. Jackson State University, you really need to honor Walter Payton, man. If you haven't, which you have over the years, but you need to have a statue. And Deion Sanders, since you're going around talking about Jackson State, we appreciate him being there. Deion, every time you open your mouth, you should give kudos to Walter Payton. Thank you, and be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.